Alrighty. Mateys.
Wow, we're going to be pirates
rated
all
today. Episode 17. We've got multiple titles for this one. We can go with Almost Legal Justice Fever.
Almost Legal Justice. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Illegal Sex with Old People.
Yeah, that was a combo.
Or Switchblade to the Face Hole.
Switchblade to the Face Hole. That was my original.
Choose Your Own Adventure, man.
I go with I'm digging my almost Legal Justice Fever.
I think you win. I'll give you credit.
I win. You win.
You win the
winning.
Title. We look.
You broke the seal on winning.
I told Ryan not to quote any Charlie Sheen Daft Punk.
I had to cut myself off.
Any Charlie Sheen.
I promised you on my own that I wouldn't do that.
I said the only way it would come up is if somebody said duh, or if duh fit in.
Bro.
Because you have to follow duh with winning. Ash, you really have been missing out this week.
It's so funny how ridiculously fast everything moves now, because it's already fucking old news.
That's what
it happened
saying.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not going to be topical in a week.
It's not topical.
No,
by the time he gets this up, Charlie Sheen will definitely be dead.
Yeah. There's a good chance.
Is there a bet? By the time this podcast goes live, will Charlie
Sheen
be dead?
I'm going to go ahead and put out there. Rest in peace, Chuck.
Oh.
Carlos.
Just right now, you're
just
saying,
in case.
Just in case
he's dead.
If he is, I have to rush this one like to that day. I have to be like, get it out.
Charlie Sheen's
like,
in a coma in the hospital. You're
throwing them up at like 2 hours at a time. Like,
why is episode 17 up before 14? Shut up, it's a bet!
There is an old legend that existed from long ago that
if you die before a podcast.
No, the actors from Young Guns.
If you die before a podcast.
The actors from Young Guns will die in the order that they died in Young Guns. And Charlie Sheen dies first.
Really?
Yep.
Who else is in that movie?
Emilio Estevez. As Billy the Kid.
I wasn't sure if he was alive until I started doing the interview.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dermot Mulroney. Still alive. Charlie
wow.
Sheen. Still alive.
So wait, why is this a rumor if none of them
died? It's been a really long time.
It's building, okay? It's building, and I may have just made it up. But
you shouldn't have admitted that. You guys started an urban legend.
The legend has been born.
Nobody in this room has ever started an urban legend before. You were this close to doing it until you said, I may have made it up.
I may have.
There would have been no story about a guy with a hook tapping on the hood of a car if somebody at a campfire said, I may have just made that up.
I like that you said that and then explained how everybody's still alive, though.
I didn't really think of the whole urban legend before I started talking, which is kind of how I teach.
Another movie people
I just start making shit up as I teach things, and I'm like, and then, like, you know, he killed that guy or something. They don't know any different. They have no idea. So, episode 17.
Almost Legal Justin Bieber.
Justice Bieber.
Justice Bieber. I screwed it up. Take two.
Okay. Go ahead. Take two. I'm not going to spend the time to edit that out.
Just copy and paste the first time I said it.
Almost Legal Justice Bieber.
Justice Bieber.
Indeed.
Winning.
So what have you guys been up to this week? This is what Ash likes to do. He calls it massaging the testicles.
Yeah, massage the old...
That's what you've been up to this week.
No. The first couple minutes is just, you know, butter in the old biscuit, as I like to say.
Do you massage your testicles before you do things?
You don't do that?
Some
the first thing you do when you wake up is, you know, you
get the
old juices flowing. This week, I honestly had the most pathetic weekend ever. I fell asleep at like 9 o'clock on both Friday and Saturday,
a
total old bastard. And then Sunday I watched the Oscars.
Oh, we can talk about that tonight.
Yeah, Sunday I watched the Oscars.
Not that we're making this up on the fly.
No.
We've had show notes
for
days.
That's what it says right there. Oh, we can talk about this tonight.
Yes. But other than that, my week's been pretty, not a lot of gaming, a lot of working.
Yeah.
Did some cool site stuff. But other than that, what about you, Ryan? What were you up to?
I did yet another wedding last weekend, another nerd wedding.
So you're not like a priest?
No. I was a guest.
You were a guest.
I was an attendee.
Yes. Excellent.
Not a wedding or. But it was another nerd wedding. The groomsmen this week came out to the music from Braveheart as opposed to the music from Star Wars.
Nice.
And I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but this was the wedding where the friend of mine gave his groomsmen custom painted.
You did hear this, Ash. That's okay.
Yeah. But, the gentleman, my friend Wes, that got married, I can post a link to it. They posted about custom-made Guitar Hero controllers.
Yeah. That's actually really awesome. I do remember that now.
Why does it come off like you're fucking condescending?
That's really awesome. No, you said it's really awesome.
Anyway, I thought it was awesome. It was a nice little wedding.
That's good.
That's about it.
Yeah. Good.
Playing video games.
Nice. Matthias.
Matthias
Kroon.
Not a lot of gaming. I've been talking about that, how like I'm going to go back and play some old games because I don't feel like there's anything else
that
I'm really dying to play right now. Lady and I started working out. We've been working out every day this week.
Nice.
But I have lost. We just started Monday. I lost 4 pounds already.
Nice, man.
That's not bad.
Starting's the hardest part.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah,
working out.
The hardest part.
And then the funny thing is I don't feel like she's working out quite as hard as I'm working out, because then like the next day I'm like, oh man, my shoulders and my legs, and she's like, really? And I'm like, so either you're like a weird she-woman and you don't feel pain.
You could be overdoing it. Are you trying to look manly in the gym?
Look at me. I'm really trying to look manly in the gym. We work out at like LA Fitness where it's like fucking nothing but meatheads. So the moment you walk in there, it's just like a bunch of dudes. Like literally the other day we went and did like pull-downs or whatever, you know, like works your back. And Melissa and I are doing them on one machine we're sharing. And I'm doing like 90 pounds, which sounds impressive until the dude walks, probably doesn't sound impressive, but until the dude walks up next, he's like fucking jacked guy, sits down, puts the entire rack of weights on, and then goes like, and then like stands up and walks away. And I was like, first of all, this is douchey. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
No one gives
a
fuck.
He grabs your wife by the hair.
And that's how you do it.
I want to be like, you're at LA Fitness, man. Yeah. You're not like, it's like you're at like Rocky's gym. You're at fucking LA Fitness.
Yeah.
There's an old woman who pays $30 a month to go to, you know, water aerobics here. You're not at the like the legend of
That's how I act when I go to Shapes.
Other than that, you know, not feeling the best today.
Now, do you guys think...
Hanging out? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, man. No. Do you guys think that there are LA fitness centers in LA?
They're just called fitness.
Yeah. Or do you think that if you go to an LA fitness center that's in LA, it's just kind of lame?
I did learn. So I wanted to. I want to learn how to box, like for real, like actually box, like old style. Mm. No, like actually box.
Are you gonna grow a curly mustache to do it?
That's what this is right here. Working on
a
come out. And we went to this guy, Melissa took me to a guy that like does boxing training, and it was way too expensive at the time, and I'm way too out of shape.
You should go to the website of the gentleman that taught Christian Bale,
because
he put out the web address.
He shut that website down. It like was gone like immediately.
I'm sorry.
But that guy told me that LA boxing and LA fitness did originate in LA.
Really?
And that they're run by scammers. He was charging $150 a month, so I don't know that he really had a lot of room to talk about
that's
scamming.
A little bit pricey.
But yeah, they did start in LA. So there's a real fact for your fake question.
Damn it. I like that question. So we have a lot of stuff. We thought we spent hours coming up with what we're going to talk about.
I mean, I've been working on this since last episode.
Yes. And
the minute we stopped the last episode, I was starting to put content together for this show.
That's how we over-prepare. We really do.
We do. You know, I think it's that we care too much.
We do.
Well, there's one complaint I have about your podcast is that you're overprepared.
Of course. So you want to start stuff off with the iPad talk? Because I literally know nothing about it, so I want to be educated.
For the smart people who follow the Nerd Appropriate Twitter, I may have gone on a bit of a rant the other day when the iPad was getting introduced. I knew it was bad when Ryan, who hates Apple... quote wrote me and said, you may want to back off on the cynicism a little bit. And then I posted another one that was super sarcastic. And then he was like, it seems that you dialed cynicism down and sarcasm way up. So then I was factual about it. I thought the factual one was very useful.
It was very, the iPad 2 is a touchscreen device.
The iPad 2 is a small touchscreen device that is 5.5 millimeters thinner than the iPad 1, has interesting apps that help you consume the internet and games.
It's true.
Okay.
Those things are all true.
That is what Apple's telling you by calling it magical.
Mm.
It's thinner. It looks slick. It's like every Apple product that comes out. It looks really slick.
Mm.
It is crazy thin. It just, it makes me laugh when people freak out over 4 millimeters, and that's what happened. The thing got 4 millimeters thinner, and everyone's like, oh my god,
that's what
4 millimeters.
That's what happens every time I go on a first date.
What?
And like, it does look really good. It's a dual core now. It's got front-facing camera and the back-facing camera, so it can do the video chatting and the FaceTime and all that.
It's good to be able to get different positions, you know?
It's got a dust cover now, which was another thing that I was freaked out about.
They've got a whole suite of new accessories.
Apple made a dust cover, so don't freak out. And don't worry, the dust cover costs $70 if you'd like the leather one. And 40 for the rubber one.
A whole suite. That's like,
I like the idea of it, but I don't at the same time because it just, what it does is it's got like a magnetic latch. And you attach it to one side, the magnets like grip onto the iPad, and then it just covers the top.
I like when Steve Jobs is talking about the magnetic cover, he says you put it on there and it adjusts itself right to the iPad. Like talking like magnets are some futuristic crazy thing that we don't understand.
Yeah. So it attaches itself on with magnets, and then the top is actually magnetic too, so when it comes down it'll hold onto your iPad. And that actually puts it to sleep if you close it, like immediately. The moment it closes, it puts it to sleep. If you open it, it comes back on, like right away.
Almost like the lid of a laptop.
Almost like the lid of a laptop, but without a keyboard. And, you know, it looks cool.
What would you say the best feature?
There was literally no real changes. It's not a new operating system at all. They introduced a new iMovie and a new GarageBand. And I want to say that was all the software they were introducing.
iMovie, GarageBand.
It was kind of underwhelming, honestly, and that's not even from a cynical, like, I don't like Apple stuff guy.
No,
it just was a little underwhelming.
The GarageBand stuff looked cool, but it's still a $500 to $800 toy.
I told you, I still think it would be cool to use. I would use that, like, playing out or something.
As an instrument or a tool in the band.
It's a cool little thing.
They
did put out, this is good, because Apple fucking hates accessories. Well, they love to sell them, but not of any use. But they put out a useful accessory. I'm serious, dude. They want you to have a screen with, like, nothing.
Well,
you don't put anything in it or anything. But they released a dongle now that attaches to the iPad, and it has an SD card and HDMI out, I think, right?
About to say that. Like, why didn't they just put that on the device?
It's too thin.
Too thin for an
I'm not kidding. It's honestly too thin. The HDMI is a mini HDMI, I think, and then it's an SD card input, so you can put in, you know, data and phone, like, pictures and stuff.
Same things are getting that small.
But the good thing about that single dongle, that will also work on the iPhone 4 and the iPad 1. So that thing that you buy for $30 works on all three devices. Lets you use, you know, your SD cards or HDMI out, all that kind of stuff with the thing. So, I mean, you know. Should you go out and buy it? Probably not if you already have an iPad. If you don't have an iPad, the iPad 1's just dropped $100 in price. They're only $399 now for the Wi-Fi ones.
Still, that's about $100 more than I think the price point should be.
Have you used one at all or no?
I saw one for a second. I flipped through like the app library. I saw a brand new one and played with it with nothing on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but like we've touched on this before, even like ones that I set in on here, like it's... For somebody that's like a power user, like
it's not.
It's got the combined features of like I'd rather do that on my phone or I'd rather do that on my computer.
Right.
Like the FaceTime stuff that's on it. Instead of having to sit somewhere and hold that thing and do my conversation or even set it up, like I'd rather just use a webcam on my TV
on my
computer.
But still, for social networking, and there's a GDC's going on right now, and there's a lot of devs that are tweeting that this is the first year they didn't bring their laptop.
They just brought
their iPads and their smartphones, and they're able to do everything they need to do. And they were kind of surprised that they were able to do.
I'd rather bring a small laptop.
Here's the thing, like that I feel like my argument to that would be, and maybe the iPad 2 changes this somewhat, is that like we're going to go to PAX, and one of my plans is to bring a camera that we can do video and photos and stuff like that with. Like, I have to have a laptop. I've got to dump that stuff down every night. There's no way.
Just bring your iPad and say, cheese.
Yeah, and what am I going to walk? Are we going to interview people with an iPad in their face? Like, that's ridiculous.
No,
yeah. So, it, you know.
It's a casual
it
fits toy,
really well in that casual market. And like, I told both of you, or you might have seen it. I didn't really tell you about it. I think I told Ryan about it. I'm like in the middle of writing an article. It just was really rambly, so I didn't put it up yet. about how I like I'm admittedly now a Google fanboy. Like I completely 100% admit that I am a Google fanboy because I literally walked into Best Buy and played with the Motorola Zoom, which is like their iPad killer, you know, or whatever you want to call it. And the thing is gorgeous and it's fast as hell and it works really well. And I was like, I'd buy one of these. And like minutes beforehand, I'd been saying that the iPad was a waste of time. And it does the same stuff. It doesn't
yeah.
do anything differently. It just integrates with Google better. And I'm already in that.
Yeah.
I feel like if you or I got a pad device, we would use the shit out of it for a week and then it would be just sitting on our table somewhere.
I mean, I had an iPad for 3 months. It's 2 months of that was it just sitting. It
That's
was,
what I'm saying.
One thing that it was super useful for was here. Using it in the podcast for notes and for a timer. We used to run timers, which we obviously don't do at all anymore.
Yeah.
Was super useful, and I loved it. And it worked really well for that. But then anything beyond that, like Melissa and I would on occasion pull it out on the couch.
The iPad.
No, me, my penis.
Yeah. Pull it out on the couch.
So, you know, I don't know. It's okay. But the new one is cool. It's definitely...
It's awesome.
It's what Apple does, though. Here's the thing. Here's why I would say not to buy an iPad 2. If you really want an iPad and you don't have one, go get an iPad 1 or buy it from somebody who's going to go get an iPad 2. Go get an iPad 1 from them for, like, crazy cheap, for, like, $250, you know? And then wait, because the second version of everything Apple puts out is always an incremental change. It's always, like... Here's the thing, and then they're like, "Oh, we just fixed it a little bit." Here's that same thing essentially, and then three or four will be a monumental change over what one.
There was
two.
No like, what was it? The latest iteration of the iPhone was their first
big. iPhone 4 was their first full redesign.
Upgrade,
like everything changed on the phone, and from what I've heard, they're doing it again with iPhone 5. That
every
they're completely redoing every
yeah,
year.
This year,
once a year, once a year.
Kevin brings up something in the chat room that's actually pretty interesting. There's ads going on TV. Kindle's getting pushed really hard on television right now, and one of the ads says that the battery life for a Kindle is up to a month. How do you feel about how long these you know the new portable devices
the
last?
The new iPad 2 was a month of standby and
10 hours.
Was it just 10 hours? But that was like heavy, like video.
Yeah,
like you could run anything on it for 10 hours.
It's pretty solid.
And it would stay on. So that's a long ass amount of running time. People fall short of Apple, other than the Kindle, in battery.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. Apple somehow manages to get just incredible battery life out of their stuff, and nobody comes close to it.
Yeah, my phone is pretty remarkable. I just have an old 3GS. Not even 3GS, just the iPhone 3G, and it lasts 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, they're just good at it. And then the Kindle, honestly, is just such a lightweight device. It really only does one thing. It does it really well, but it does one thing. But yeah, that thing lasts for damn near ever. Jen actually had one. She showed it to me before they went to San Diego. She had one of the new ones, the graphite ones. They're really small. I liked it. I mean, for reading, the thing was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was the Kindle or the Nook, but somebody noticed there's a linear progression in the decreasing cost. It's either the Kindle or the Nook. I'm misspeaking which one it is. But and they predicted that it's going to be free by 2012. Like, there's been a just complete straight line trending down on the price.
Yeah.
And somebody brought that up to one of the CEOs of Barnes & Noble or Amazon, whichever one it was, and he kind of made a joke, like, oh, you noticed that, huh? And there's this prediction.
Well, because, I mean, really, all they're trying to do is get the media out.
Exactly.
So they just want to get that thing in your
something
hands.
Something I saw today, I'm going to completely misspeak on this, too, because it was a headline I read without reading the article, but it was something about a girl that's self-publishing books
direct to
Kindle.
Yeah.
And is making, like, $100,000 a year self-publishing her own material, selling them direct to Kindle.
You know, I mean, it's not impossible. I think it's definitely a new... That goes to the stuff we talk about all the time, which is, like, digital versus other things. Remember, it's been... Amazon may start giving Kindles away to Amazon Prime. So, if that happens, Kevin, I will go hug an Amazon associate. I will say Amazon...
If not to just Prime customers, possibly, like, I can see them doing it, like, buy 10 books and get the Kindle for free or something
I'd
like that.
I'd probably do that. I've been waiting for a reason to get an e-reader of some sort.
I said the same thing as I'm saying with the iPad with those. Like, they're just a little too expensive for
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah.
Because you don't get any savings on the book. It's like, the books are, like... Correct me if I'm wrong, if you've got one, but I believe the books are, like, the same price, if not $5 cheaper as the print version.
They, not always. It's up to...
It's about, I mean,
the publisher.
It's pretty much, yeah.
Most
much
books
commerce.
Are usually, Amazon's actually got the best prices. Barnes & Noble does good deals. Like, they still, I think you can still get coupon deals on Barnes & Noble books. Amazon's just straight up pricing is like, you know, anywhere from like $4 to $10. I don't think I've ever seen one over $10, which...
You mean the book or different?
The book.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I know the Barnes & Noble's one is, like, the books are about the same as they are in store.
No, they have cheaper ones. It depends what you're looking for, too, I think. But then there's also, like, the other argument is that Google's got their Google Books out, and I don't know what the published, what format they come out. I think the Nook can read the Google Books. But, yeah, Kevin said most of these have been cheaper as an ebook.
I don't read anyway, so
but like the Google ebooks market has a bunch of free books, like just like anything that's like, you know, like Moby Dick and all that kind of stuff is all free. So I don't know.
Cool.
You know, I mean, the iPad 2 was cool. Like I said, I don't know, and this is you can take
virus database has been updated.
All right,
yay,
we're safe.
We're safe.
I'll get that. Because I usually, like, I'm listening to music on my computer or something, and I'll go to sleep with my computer still on, but the speakers are turned up to, like, 80%, like, fucking, like, 4 in the morning. Virus database has been updated. Holy shit! There's an intruder that updated my virus database.
That just sounded like Edie from the Normandy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and not to drag it out much longer than we already have, but, like, the iPad 2, I would say hold. I would say get an iPad 1. If you're dying for an iPad, or if you're already
right.
in that Apple... ecosystem, go get an iPad 1. They're considerably cheaper, and iPad 2 didn't do a whole lot to change that, unless you really want FaceTime. It's about the only thing that I would say is a gigantic change in the Apple iPad 2.
Yeah.
And just fucking hold for a year, because I think the iPad 3 is probably going to be phenomenal. It'll probably be something way above
yeah.
what they've done so far. Because
cool.
they do a weird cycle of releasing
I will heed your advice and probably just get a cheap-ass Kindle.
Oh, Ash is still here.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's listening.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch the Apple
no, he wasn't,
live
he wasn't snarkily,
snarkily,
cynically observing the Apple keynote. Like, you know,
hey,
Apple.
Look, buddy, those tweets got us some more followers, all right?
Yeah. But
people enjoyed my iPad jokes.
Aside from the tweets, you and I were having the same conversation
yeah,
we have every time Apple
Apple.
It's just their marketing so obnoxious.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh,
exactly.
We're so magical. And it's like, you're a
you
tablet.
Just,
you made
yeah.
a great tablet. Let's all move on with this.
70% of your business is people jerking off in the bathroom to a larger screen than their cell phone.
Crickets.
Thank you.
That's not what you guys are using.
Number two! Ash, you got this one.
We got a lot of, actually, a series of movie news
yes.
items. First one was, first of all, a bunch of us watched the Oscars, and I was personally happy to see Trent Reznor.
I was.
Trent Reznor, of course, wins the Oscar for...
I predicted it. Well, actually, I don't think I predicted it. I said Hans Zimmer would win. But I said that Trent Reznor deserved to, because he put out the more interesting soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. And it was Inception, right? Did anyone
Trent Reznor?
Yeah.
Reznor went for Social
no,
Network.
Social Network.
Zimmer,
right. His
Zimmer
was... Okay, yeah. I had him backwards, sorry. So, yeah, it was good to see him win because, I mean, a lot of us grew up with his music, whether or not you loved it or what.
I loved it.
I did. I was one of those...
I was one of those kids.
A couple people were tweeting me, like, to all those little assholes that wrote N-I-N on their backpacks in whiteout, bet you're really happy right
this
now.
This guy right
did
here.
Did you do that? And I told...
Not in whiteout on my backpack, but I did scrawl the logo on my, like, folders and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Probably because it was pretty much the most ridiculously easy logo to draw ever created.
Yeah,
so.
It was pretty easy. But I was happy to see him win, even though I couldn't remember what the fuck he won for. But,
best
actor
in drama.
Something. Speaking of acting. So anyway, the reason we brought him up is he's going to
got
be the
job.
Score. Yeah.
For thank God, because that guy's been hurting for money.
Yes.
I know.
I hate to see him.
You guys noticed that fucker has not aged
at
since,
all
since
he's
we were
younger. Honestly,
yeah, it's weird. He's tapped into that strange fountain of youth called young vagina. But
he's married now.
Is he?
To
a young vagina?
To Justin Bieber.
Justice Bieber? Justice Bieber? We mixed them. You
yeah.
said Justin Bieber, and I said Justice Bieber.
Justice Bieber? But he's doing the score for Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Who's directing?
Oh, fuck. I just read it today.
Quiz.
I forgot
it's,
it. But it's actually, it's awesome.
I know
awesome.
It's good.
Is this
why...
movie going to jump the shark before it fucking comes out?
No, it's
I don't think so.
It's got a great director.
Is this
the
one?
I just can't remember.
The crew's really good on this one.
Is this the one Natalie Portman's doing, or is that Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Is that really the... Oh, so this is the Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see it.
And it's Timur, got a long last name, I'm not going to
yeah.
say.
Oh, okay, that's the guy that did Nightfall,
Nightwatch,
Nightwatch,
Daywatch, and Wanted.
Yeah,
and
Wanted,
Wanted,
and
yeah.
Wanted
okay, sure.
was fucking awesome.
Wanted.
I love it.
Never mind,
it.
The movie's going to be badass.
It's
Wanted
badass.
Was great. Day, whatever, was okay, but Nightwatch was pretty
good. Nightwatch
badass.
Was badass. Wanted, though, I think, was just visually was
amazing.
Just a fucking
yeah.
awesome movie.
And he did Nine, too.
Oh, did he really?
If you haven't seen Nine, it's really fun. It's
Nine.
All CG.
It's
okay,
CG
no.
movie Nine.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Nope.
The music was great.
Didn't like any
didn't
of
like
it.
Music
didn't
was
like
you weren't into the puppets, huh?
No.
Wasn't the music
It'd be ironic it was Trent Reznor.
No, 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 no. It was it's what's his name's star? Oingo Boingo.
Oh, Elfman?
Then he
no, David.
I think he did some of it.
No. Oh,
yeah. But on top of doing the score, on top of doing the score for Abraham Lincoln, he's also gonna be acting in it. And he plays from what I read. He plays the
Never
vampire that turns Abraham Lincoln's mother.
Onto
and
industrial
now,
music.
Spoiler
the book
alert.
Ruined.
Spoiler
I haven't read it
alert.
Yet.
Shit, there's vampires in that book?
There is. It is. So anyway, I'm really stoked for it. It's going to be a great movie.
I think that'll be fun. The director's, now that I see who it is,
yeah,
it's an awesome dude. He's a good dude.
Yeah. So you had some Superman casting adventures, right?
Yes, because we've been doing a lot of work on the site. A lot of behind the scenes
yes.
stuff you guys can't see.
Can't see.
And one of the things I've been doing is going after press, like trying to get in on press releases and get some of the stuff that all these other sites get so that we're not just constantly stealing from other sites and reposting things.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken to just twittering things out because I don't even care to write the article. Like Slash Film posts something, you know, like a year before I would ever know about it. And I'm just like, yeah, hey, look, Slash Film post. Just go to their site. All I'm going to do is make a post that links to their site. It's totally pointless. So, but last night I got a press release for the fact that Diane Lane has been officially cast as Martha Kent, Clark Kent's mother or adopted mother in the new Superman,
so she's
which is actually called what, Superman Man of Steel?
Yes.
So they don't really have to come up with a porn title for the parody.
Ooh.
No, they don't. So she's been cast, Henry Cavill, right?
Yes.
From the Tudors? Or
yes.
Rome?
Tudors.
Not Rome.
Has been cast as Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ryan was talking about a couple of rumors.
I thought,
characters.
No, I didn't realize
no,
that was
true.
A
These
rumor.
Are rumors.
I thought Martin Sheen was a lock. I didn't realize it was a rumor.
He's rumored, and so is
yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Right.
But I don't know who they're both rumored for. I never read up on it. So.
Pa Kent is what I saw.
Pa, for Sheen or for both?
For both.
Really?
Well, see, I can see
Kevin Costner, Diane Lane being good.
I'd rather Kevin Costner not be in any movies.
I don't think he's that awful.
Have you ever seen a Kevin Costner movie?
Dances with Wolves is pretty awesome, man.
Is it?
That's an American classic.
Let me just ask you something real quick. Is it?
Waterworld, not very good.
Awesome.
But
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the best Robin Hood movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got that song.
There are no good Robin Hood movies. Let's just face it.
No, the Disney
animated. The Men in Tights and the Disney animated.
Those two were great Robin Hood movies. Robin Hood as a fox.
So Diane Lane's playing Robin Hood.
Yes. No, but I also heard that the main villain in this is going to be Zod.
That's what I hear, yes.
So that is going to be pretty awesome.
And I
awesome
hear it's supposed to be pre... Like, story-wise, would have been before they
Dude,
showed
they
up.
Fucking, they, fuck that fucking Superman story. If they do another stupid origin, fall from a fucking car.
Really
no, it's not an origin.
I
no,
hope
no,
it's
no,
a
no,
gritty
no.
retelling of his origin story.
I don't think it's an origin. I think they're saying that this is, like, he's in there, he's Superman, and that this is Zod before the three of them came in two. Like, it's Zod
okay.
somehow on
but
the planet.
But is he working it into the... Is it supposed to be canon with the other movies?
No.
I really hope not.
I'm just saying that that's what the era of Superman that they're putting it in. You guys are a little anger.
I don't like Superman.
No, I see. I like Superman. And I didn't hate the Bryan Singer movie at all. I just
I
thought...
I didn't hate it as much.
I just thought it didn't have any action. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It
just
like,
didn't do anything.
Yeah, he just kind of flew around, moped around. It's
and
fine.
And that was my problem with this one, was that I'm looking at the cast, and I'm looking at the director, and the writer, and the producer, and all of it says this will be a phenomenal movie. I mean, like, Christopher Nolan, David Goyer, you know, Zack Snyder, Diane Lane, you know, even Henry Cavill. It's like, oh, this is awesome. But then if you look at this, the lineup for the Superman Returns movie,
yeah.
you've been like, this movie's going to be incredible.
Kevin Spacey, Bryan Singer coming
yeah.
up with fucking X-Men 2.
This is
fantastic.
The thing, though. the quality of action direction
between
Zack Snyder and Brian Singer. Brian Singer
X-Men
was
2 was
phenomenal.
X-Men 2 was a great movie.
But I still think Zack Snyder does better action.
Yeah, I do too. I think it does better visuals too.
Yeah.
I think Brian Singer tells a better story.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder more attractive.
Sure. I mean, that's what I hear.
Thought we were just listening.
He's kind of sweaty now.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's a little moist.
Yeah. He's a little moist.
He's a moist guy. He's like one of those guys that's just like red and moist all the time. You know?
Speaking of red. Nicely
done.
Oh, yes.
Nicely done.
Best segue ever.
That was probably the best segue
ever. What
do you
guys think when I'm gone for your segues?
I don't know. So speaking of red, they released an image of Red Skull from the Captain America, the first Avenger movie coming out.
Yes.
Of Nate, what's his name?
Chris Evans?
No.
I had it 2 minutes ago.
Aiden Smith.
Why can none of us? We were just saying his name.
We just said it a minute ago.
It's Swiss cheese. It's not a. Yeah, whatever.
What is his name?
Aiden Smith.
Mr.
Anderson. Still the best thing I've ever done in the podcast.
Mr. Anderson.
So they really didn't write his name in the EW article?
Of course not.
It's, you know, the actor Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving!
I didn't look that up online at all.
So Hugo Weaving as Red Skull, and it looks fucking badass.
I've completely done a 180. I've done a whatever 360 plus 180 is. I thought I was trashing this movie. I thought it was going to be horrible. The, like, set photos looked horrible and cheesy.
I never thought it looked cheesy.
I thought it looked really, like, because they're going for, like, an old Indiana Jones era.
I didn't
think
it looked cheesy as Thor. Thor looks cheesy as Thor. Thor still kind of looks a little cheesy.
Yeah, Thor looks really cheesy.
It's hard to pull off Viking stories unless they're, like, bloody.
So then don't do them.
Brutal, you know.
The problem is, they fuck themselves because they're like, we gotta make the Avengers! And then
right.
they're kind of like,
Ant-Man and Thor's.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Look a little ridiculous.
Wait, like, who's doing Ant-Man?
What's that?
Edgar Wright's doing Ant-Man.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only saving grace possibly, but how is that possibly going to fit in with the rest of the movies?
I don't know.
But yes.
Well, but Joss Whedon's doing the Avengers, so
yeah.
I have a feeling like Edgar Wright and Joss Whedon fit right into that.
So it's going to be the Avengers in high school with high school problems.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Hugo Weaving.
He wrote Astonishing X-Men, which was one of the best X-Men series.
Hugo Weaving as Red Skull looks absolutely
phenomenal.
180 on this movie. I think
awesome.
The Super Bowl trailer looked awesome. Chris Evans, hate to admit it, but I kind of like him in some stuff.
I think Chris Evans plays an awesome superhero.
He was one of the only redeeming factors of Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I didn't see the sequel.
You didn't see?
That was really good.
Didn't see that.
Really,
Silver,
really good.
But
Silver,
yeah,
Silver,
like,
cool.
the atmosphere, the art direction and, like, the atmosphere of the preview that I saw, if they keep it up from what it's like in the preview, it should be fantastic.
I think it looks
the
awesome.
Idea that they stuck to their guns and made a World War II story
mm-hmm.
out of it
yeah.
was really brave because those period, that World War II stuff hasn't made money in about 10 years.
And it all comes off as a cheap knockoff of Indiana Jones. Anything that's taking place in that era
right.
comes off as a cheap, look at the fucking, what was it, the Phantom or whatever, any
yeah.
adventure thing in that
mm-hmm.
time
well, but
period.
The thing is, though, I think what else works for Captain America, which is the same thing that worked for the first Iron Man, is that even though he is a big name in comics, he's not Spider-Man, he's not, you know, like, he's not that level superhero, and I think being able to do an origin story about him will work just as well as it did in
right.
Iron Man, which
right.
was like, here's a character that you know who he is, you've probably heard of him, but you probably have no idea how
yep.
he became Captain America or anything, and I think it's a good era, I think it's good, the visuals are coming back looking awesome.
Yeah, the preview sold me, and the Hugo Weaving press shot that they put out looks awesome, and
yeah.
he's one of the best bad guys
he
there
is
right
is.
Now.
He honestly is.
If they made a new Die Hard that didn't suck, he would be a good bad guy, and then he'd be
yeah.
a great guy.
He's,
he's a good bad guy, right?
He was a
good
guy in Lord of the Rings, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was
an elf.
That's
his
name. Fuck those movies.
Dude, come
Lord
on.
Lord of the Rings?
7 hours of walking.
Oh, man.
You're not actually walking.
We're not getting into this, right?
No, we're not getting into
it. No,
do not like Lord of the Rings
no.
at all. Any of them.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're bad. I'll never watch
because
them again.
They're not,
I'll never watch them
wrong.
Again unless, like, there's a marathon on Thanksgiving night and I'm full of turkey and the remote's too far away. I'll leave them on.
Wow. All right.
Man, that's intense.
I did not know that.
I like the books. I read the books when I was young. Loved
so,
them.
So, speaking
the
of
books.
Movies that Ryan doesn't like, two transitions!
Ooh.
Damn it!
Star Wars Episode 1.
Look.
Yes.
Getting released in 3D.
Yes.
Not at all an attempt to capitalize on...
Oh, no.
Does he keep all his money in that fucking goiter that he has?
Does.
Is that where he keeps his money?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, he does.
I'm about to sign off. I could honestly never watch partake in another Star Wars property again.
Let me pose this question at you guys. See what you say. What if it was Star Wars episode... Hold on. 7 in 3D.
Oh my god, dude.
I would
take my pants off.
So that would make it okay. It's the fact
a new movie?
Yes.
Oh my god. Here's my question. Why the fuck don't they just make more movies?
I don't know.
Like, what?
Because he doesn't have them written. Because he never... One, two, and three didn't fucking exist when he made 4, 5, and 6. He just said they did.
Dude, they
didn't really exist. There is no 7, 8,
but
9.
But the thing is, there is, because there's been plenty of material put out...
Other media.
...about what happened after 6.
Yeah.
That they could put a movie together. Like, it's not like it's so crazy that they could go... I mean, fuck, we're giving away one of the damn stories that follows 6. Like...
Mm.
There is plenty of material out about that era. They could easily do movies. They're just choosing not to for whatever reason. I honestly think they're just too expensive to do them, and they're just
can it be that more expensive to make a new movie than to fucking 3D-ify episode 4, 5,
yes.
and 6?
It probably costs
by going
them,
through every frame.
It probably
and
cost
painting
them,
out.
I don't know, $50 million maybe to 3D that movie, and it would cost him $500 million to do a new Star Wars movie.
But movie. It would make $1 billion.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
It would. I'm not arguing that, but I'm
yeah.
just saying I don't think he cares.
I'm
think
just
he's old, and he doesn't want to do.
I'm
a movie.
Over. I'm over. Like I'm. Like I said. Like I'm. I could almost sign off on never, never enjoying another piece of Star
Kevin,
Wars.
Kevin's
media.
Begging to have him not ruin that universe more, but sorry, man.
Yeah.
Or you mean for number? Like if he did
7, 8, and 9. If he did, I mean, looking at how bad 1, 2, and 3 were. 3 was the only one. Like,
I'm
that's
the only,
my thing, that's
the
my thing with Star Wars, man. Like, people fucking love it. He had 2.5 great movies of 6.
Of which he did not direct, P.S.
Exactly.
The ones that were that everybody lauds are the ones that he had
very little
to do with.
4 is great, and I think I like 4 a little more than the Die Hards just because it was the origin and it's not the best. I love 4. 5 is fantastic, and 3, the second half of 3 is great.
Okay, so...
He made 2.5 good movies out of 6.
And I am not the Scott level Star Wars fan, you know, like I'm obviously not that far into it, but like I actually didn't think 1 was horrible. Scott actually backs me up on this too, but
no,
Scott loves
horrible.
Things for loving things. I didn't think 1 was horrible. I thought 2 was fucking mind numbing. I wanted to punch myself while watching the number 2. The love story that they're doing that was basically like, hey, here's 2 decent actors. One of them has now won an Oscar.
Where?
And we're going to make them the worst acting couple ever in the history of movies. I was like, they just annoyed me all the time. They just annoyed me. And then 3, I thought was okay.
Ewan McGregor was fantastic in 3. Ewan McGregor.
He was good in all of them.
Actually,
he,
I think
yeah,
the only thing that
all.
He was fantastic.
Liam Neeson was
good
in the first one. Darth Maul was good in the first one.
The little kid.
Wait, the thing is, everybody focuses on Jar Jar Binks and the little kid in the first one, and I don't give a shit about either one.
I don't even remember Jar Jar Binks because the kid was so bad in the first one.
Really?
He's a kid. Go watch Harry Potter 1.
Yeah, go watch
it's
The Sixth Sense.
Awful.
Go watch The Sixth Sense. That kid had me believing that ghosts were real.
Haley.
Go watch the rest of his movies. He's equally
I'm
as
not
to.
Yeah, like the Star Wars. Like, I'm gonna go see
I
it. Of course,
I have no opinion this entire day.
I'm not gonna try and talk over you guys. That's just
we're all gonna
cause.
Go see episode 1 and 3. I'm gonna go see it. We'll all go see it. I'm just not gonna be
I'll
happy
really
about
go see it.
It.
Honestly, I don't really care.
I think I'll go see it in 3D. I mean,
so you're
did,
proving your guys.
It no, I fucking whatever they put out, I'm gonna watch. Especially like
exactly.
if it's something new. Like I was really reluctant to go see the Clone Wars in the theaters, but I went fucking by myself to go watch it. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Now I'm totally hooked.
Yeah.
Season 3 is blowing my mind. That's why I just kind of wish they would give the franchise over to...
Just end it. Let it die.
Or, I mean, even like his daughter.
The Clone Wars show is awesome.
If a doctor, if a professional doctor in the emergency room only saved 2.5 out of 6 patients... he wouldn't have his job anymore.
That's true. But if he owned those patients' lives, he could do whatever the fuck he wanted. So, but yeah, it's a great franchise. I just hope it continues to like have new content until we're old men.
It is, man. I'm
once again,
here. Okay, here's the thing.
What's the question?
You're focusing just on the movies. You haven't read the comics, right?
Yeah,
you haven't watched Clone Wars.
Reading,
right?
No.
You haven't watched. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
Then there's something else.
There's games. There's all sorts of
all the games.
I played the Nintendo game.
The comics are good. The books are good. Like
I read it. No, I'm sure the Outside Universe. I read a handful.
Well, that's what
of
he's
books.
Saying though. Like, is if George Lucas was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna let you guys run with the
somebody
story here. Do
no,
for six, seven, 7 and 8 and 9.
I was being an asshole, but say you gave Zack Snyder, like somebody like a Zack Snyder, you gave him Episode 7 and said,
oh,
oh God,
Jesus, it'd be
phenomenal.
Gorgeous. It'd
yeah.
be an awesome movie. So, but then. Talking about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Transition number 3.
So just
Star Wars
today,
takes place
actually.
In space and has computers.
No, there's another Star
there
Wars.
There is another Star Wars.
And so does this other Star Wars.
But BioWare just released today a new video of the Bounty Hunter class, and it's short. It's like 2 minutes. You can go check it out on the site. The thing about there's not a lot of new information about the Bounty Hunter class in the video. But the thing that they're showing off that a lot of people didn't realize is it's showing the new version of the engine. So one thing a lot of people had problems with
a little blocky.
Looked a little blocky. There wasn't a lot of shading. There wasn't a lot of shadowing. There wasn't a lot of particle effects and things like that. So it didn't look to the quality that people were expecting. But then again, the game's not fucking done. So
yeah.
They've been showing us for like literally
maybe
2 years
now. Maybe
they
can stop making videos and put some more time into finishing
that's
the game.
Sort of the thing. I don't think they should have been showing off stuff before they were really ready to show stuff off. Because they showed off stuff that was like 2004
yeah.
World of Warcraft quality animation.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
like, what are we waiting for here? This looks like shit. Well, this video they put out today looks really good. Like the everything just looks beautiful about it. I was nervous because I want the game to do well. I'm very excited to play it. But now this kind of cured my jitters a little bit. So I'm very, very excited.
So what classes are we talking? We've got the Jedi.
Smart.
There's two classes of Jedis, right?
Yeah, there's the Jedi Knight and the Jedi Counselor. And those are pretty much like your...
Fighter and then your Politician.
Yeah,
that's gotta be
well,
fun.
You can use like your more of a Kenobi, like a mind control kind
okay.
of character than a brawler.
That's the counselor. I'm
assuming. Yeah, that's the
and
counselor.
Then you've got
smuggler. Yeah, and
trooper.
Which is,
and those are all the
good guys.
Good guys, and then the bad guys. You've got two kinds of Sith.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like the
same thing as the Jedi's. I'm assuming
pretty much just the polar opposite.
So you got like the Empire or the Emperor and Darth Maul.
Yes, exactly.
And
yeah.
then you've got bounty hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's their soldier?
Sith. What's it called? Sith assassin or Sith? Shit, I'm forgetting now. But it's a stealth oriented class.
Okay,
it can do all sorts of assassinations and things.
So what
like
are you
that.
Leaning right now?
I'm leaning towards
good
just
or bad.
That.
Because you're notoriously always a bad.
I'm going for the bad guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know Scott won't be on your team then, right?
I'll kill Scott until...
He just won't. He literally
won't
will never
guy.
Be on your side.
That's fine.
Not in Star Wars, he won't.
Yeah. Scott's better at me than every video game, but I can crush him in an MMO. I'm, yeah. I challenge Scott
here,
right now.
Here is what I will say to that. This is a Star Wars MMO.
Ooh.
And I watched Scott play a Star Wars MMO.
Scott's going to take 2 weeks off of work.
Yeah. We might have challenges. Now, granted, if he joined in WoW or one of the other ones,
you're
going
to go to fight him. You're going to go to fight him. And
you would destroy
him. He's going to use the Force, and your laptop's actually going to fall.
There is a
death.
Chance that he will start the revolt before the Empire even takes over
yeah,
with the
true.
Good side. Like, he's that. He'll be in it. So, you do whatever you want, but I'm
yeah,
probably deciding
true.
To do who lives and reads Star Wars.
I shouldn't have tried to battle the Ewok. It's a bad idea.
I don't know what I'm leaning. I would say Smuggler, maybe.
I'm thinking Smuggler.
Smuggler would be fun, man.
And then I'll go lose the narrative of the game. And
I just don't know that I want... I mean, like, I'd love to be a Jedi, but I don't know that... So there's no stealth Jedi then, right? It's just
there is.
The Smuggler's kind of like the hipster. approach to the game.
Everybody's gonna be a Jedi, man.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Now, there's like, we did a write up on all the classes on our site. I haven't read that article in a long time, so that's why I kind of forgot what all the classes are.
What's the URL?
It's like Node something. But there's a lot of node appropriation on the site. There's a lot of variety, though. You can basically subclass and do talent trees and make your character really any way you want. So
yeah.
It's looking like quarter 4, 2000.
I'll probably have like three different.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to do it.
So they're still saying they're going to hit 2011.
I don't believe
it.
I don't believe it.
2012. I called it last year and said they're not going to hit. It's not going to come out this year.
I bought a PC like a year too early. I'm like, it's coming out! New PC!
It's not
going to
come out. I was like, no way. This game's going to be delayed into oblivion.
And then I'll play it in 2014 when nobody else is on there anymore.
So speaking of 2014, what else sounds futuristic is Daft Punk.
Ooh, man. You get good at these.
I was going to play it on my computer. You know what else? Go for it.
So, Disney announced they're doing a Daft Punk remix record called Tron Legacy Reconfigured, but spelled with numbers. No one knows why Ash writes the things he writes sometimes, but he does.
Remix!
You didn't just write remix, sir, in all fairness.
I'm kind of stoked about that.
You're huge into electronic music.
Yes.
I thought
the Tron soundtrack was one of the best things
awesome.
Daft Punk's done in a while.
Except for the Hans Zimmer stuff.
Right. Well, you can see, I mean, it was very apparent who did what.
No, he didn't work on that. Right.
When it was like, dum dum, and Orchestra comes in. Yeah, because Daft Punk has a ton of...
All that happened was Disney called Hans Zimmer and said, hey, just look at this record
just
and
listen
see
to
if
it.
It's cool.
They just asked
just
him,
see if it's
they
cool.
They just asked him to do some punch-up.
Did you hear that? Like, that's what came out about it?
No.
Disney, still to this day, it has not admitted that Hans Zimmer worked on that record at all, other than doing some minor punch-ups on the record after it had been produced.
Have you listened to the thing?
Yeah,
have
I
listened
to it.
But,
yeah,
I mean, really and there's clear segments where it's like, okay, this is a loop sample with a frequency modulator,
like
and then it's doom doom, you know, fucking
strings
orchestras and strings. Yeah, sure, they know how to.
Yeah,
they have a sampler. They
awesome.
Know how to orchestrate.
But anyway, so the song that everybody's probably looking at is actually getting remixed two times. D-Rez, and the first one's by Glitch Mob, and the second one is Avicii. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Avicii. But some of the big names are M83, Crystal Method, Paul Oakenfold, Moby, Boys Noize, Cascade, Fotech.
This should be good, man. There's a couple good names
there. There's a lot of fucking good. M83.
And they have a lot of, there's it's good source material to work with.
Honestly, they could just write M83 on any record and just be like, M83 peed on this CD before you bought it, and I'd buy it in a second. M83 is phenomenal. But what's kind of interesting about it is they're releasing it in a bunch of different packages. So you can buy it as just MP3s, you can buy it as like the physical copy, which will come with a remix album, it'll come with a graphic novel, and it'll come with Tron Legacy on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital.
I think I might actually get that one because
yeah,
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Are
it's
any of
expensive.
Them poly-bagged with PS. Foil covers?
Probably.
Do they even come with collectible cards?
What else is there? So there's probably. So there's packs that come with digital copies and then the regular
copies. Speaking
copy
of packs, just kidding.
There's film posters coming out with some of it. I mean, they put together a bunch of different like tiered packaging. You can buy whatever you want for whatever price range you want to buy it in, and then you get a bunch of extra bonuses, which I think it's a cool way to release an album that honestly would have otherwise probably been ignored.
Right.
Like, I mean, people would buy it in the music, like people who like Daft Punk, but beyond that, this would not get
now. That's the thing in buying it. I love the soundtrack.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's a little boring, but I love scores.
It's a good. Yeah, scores are. I mean, it was a good. It was. I think the first time I listened to it, I was up late doing some work from homework, and it was great background music for doing some work, and it was good to hear Daft Punk kind of return to form a little bit. I thought it was very old school Daft Punk sounding.
It was an awesome Daft Punk.
I enjoyed it.
But yeah, so I think it's pretty cool. It's going to be out on, I think they have a release date already, but I don't know what it is. I didn't really read.
You skipped over that in those hours of preparation you were doing?
Yes, I did.
Oh boy.
April 5th.
Wow, so very soon.
So pretty quickly, in about a month. It'll be out, which means that's when the Blu-ray comes out too for Tron.
And so the CD will already be out when this podcast goes up.
This guy.
Twisting the knife in those face holes.
Look, so I gotta latch on to something because you got the website done way quicker than I was gonna give you credit for.
Switchblade in the face holes.
Oh boy. Anyway.
So
I hope you guys are enjoying that Daft Punk remix CD that you're listening to.
Oh.
First one's not so much a review, it's an apology.
Yeah. So we all got beta keys to the Dragon Age 2 Legends.
Scott wonderfully found them and gave them to us.
Yeah.
And we all started playing. Well, Scott and I started playing. I feel like Ash gets on occasion and then loses his character 3 days later and then gets back on and loses his character again 3 days later.
Yeah, they keep wiping it because it's beta and I'm actually noticing a lot of the changes.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, there's good changes going on. Some of it's just buggy. I mean, honestly, some of it's just not working. But we lose our character like every 2 to 3 days. But needless to say, as you can maybe tell by what I'm saying, I have been playing this game daily since last week when I said this game was a piece of shit.
Can we cut in the audio from last week?
I probably can.
Yeah.
I probably can. It's not good. I mean, it's fine or whatever. It's fine for what it is. If it's free, if they don't end up charging anything for you, and you gain little bonus points for Dragon Age, then, you know, like, whatever. But it's really pretty pointless. It wasn't like I was like, ooh, you know, I'm never going to touch this again. I just, it's kind of forgettable. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to lie about this thing so people get beta codes? They'll play it. It's free. So I'm sorry, BioWare.
Like,
I'm sorry, Facebook. You made a fantastic game that is easy to play and that is relatively addictive, but is totally mindless. I will not back down on that. It is completely and utterly mindless. I log in and play it because I don't know why. I just do it.
Do you craft potions and crap at your castle?
Yeah, dude, man. Crafting some potions, making some healing kits.
Some bombs. Some shard bombs.
I had like 7 shard bombs for unknown reasons.
Then they
so
got
wiped. Really make them.
This thing.
Yeah,
are you,
got
are you
wiped.
Doing anything you can use in game? Is anything you build?
I don't play Dragon Age, so I have no idea.
Well,
what's
so,
translating?
So supposedly, you have to beat Legends. I don't know how that's possible, but you beat Legends and you unlock an item for Dragon Age 2.
When is there going to be, I remember, when Xbox was coming out, the whole XNA thing, there was that whole thing like, we're going to build your character up on your phone outside of the game and then come back and reap those rewards in the game. Has there been a game with an experience like that yet? Where something you do, other than just unlocking a dude, something that you do outside of your primary game experience enhances your character within the, you know, like the console experience. Something you do online or on a phone. I remember that was all
the
rage.
Isn't that the goal of Xbox Live on the Windows Phone 7? I thought that was the goal of it.
But it's all just different games.
Yes.
Yeah. Hangman and Fart Scooter and
they
stuff.
Did put
like,
Hangman on there?
I don't know.
We've brought you the forward progress of a game that's 300 years old.
Everything on the Windows, not to cut into your review, but everything on the Windows Phone is just its own independent game. Like, Assassin's Creed on the Windows Phone has nothing.
It's supposed to give you something. I don't know what it's supposed to give you.
But I remember that like 5-6 years ago when it's like, ooh, cell phones are new. There
well,
was
because
it was something, some grinding you can do on your phone will give you something.
Because it's all supposed to be like convergence, essentially, and everything's going to be one.
That never happened.
No, it didn't. And I know it's not really happening here.
I haven't seen it since the Neo Geo.
I will not back down from the fact that this is Farmville, the Dragon Age version. It's just like you're crafting stuff in a castle, like you said, and then you walk around a forest fighting random creatures and having your friends fight with you so you can give them gold.
That sounds awesome.
That is the game. And
by
fighting, let's not take that too literally. You click a symbol.
Well,
it's turn-based.
It's Final Fantasy style fighting.
Yes.
Like Final
it's
Fantasy
turn-based.
Two.
Final
yeah.
Fantasy 2. It's
yeah.
turn-based. Click on an icon that's over the enemy and do that move against them.
Yeah.
Which is like fireball.
But you can get crates. You get natural crates and you're going to yell stuff. You can type in a victory quote.
Yeah.
Mine is Poonjaba. Same. It is. Yeah.
I'm playing it because it's like completely mindless and I can't play anything else.
And it's either that or, you know, work.
I don't do that. That's ludicrous. That is an absolutely ludicrous.
I've never played on my lunch break.
Thing that you've ever said.
I don't like how you can only play for like 15 minutes at a time, then you run out of stamina, and you have to buy more stamina.
Actually, kind of, Who buys stamina? Just you wait
can.
A couple hours
no,
and
you
then
can.
Play.
Yeah, I've never bought it. I'm saying the only way to play more is to buy more stamina.
No, you just wait. The whole point is they're trying to get you to buy it, but like, who isn't patient enough to wait a few hours and then look at Facebook again?
Crazy mothers who beat their kids.
Well,
to
yeah,
death.
Yeah.
Kids that die sitting in front of a computer
yes.
in Japan.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. But all it's pretty good.
It's
I'm pretty impressed with it. Like.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's a good little social game for Facebook.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
You can't, like, if I had an Xbox 360 sitting next to me when I was playing this game, I'd probably turn on my Xbox 360,
yeah.
But this is a game built inside of Facebook. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, considering all the other wonderful things I do on Facebook, like...
Stalk ex-girlfriends.
Look at it on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Stalk ex-girlfriends.
I never knew what people did on Facebook until I started working with people that were like 6 to 8 years younger than me. And they're amazed that I don't put every picture I've ever taken up on Facebook. They're like, you don't add, what did you do this weekend? And I'm like, oh, listen, I was like, did you put it up on Facebook? And I'm like, no, I don't need to put, like, I'm not verifying my existence to people on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like their entire lives.
When is that going to overtake? Where you just start putting on Facebook what you plan to do and what you plan
know,
to do. Because it's almost real time right now. It's
and
almost...
Like, and like...
We're fucking webcasting.
They came to me and they were freaking out because I guess some new thing got released about Facebook about how he's going to start publicly publishing your phone number. I say he because it's basically Zuckerberg. But Facebook is like... So all your contact info, Facebook's going to make you like a contact card essentially and just start publishing it publicly online.
That's fine. Call me.
And,
I'm bored.
And they were like freaking out. They're like, I can't believe he'd do that, blah, blah. And I was like,
then just take your phone number
off. Did you put your phone number on
yeah.
Facebook? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, why the fuck did you put your phone number on Facebook? And they're like, I don't know. What if somebody needs to get a hold of me? And I'm like, can they just look up your phone number somewhere else? Like, I'm so baffled. Why do they need Facebook for this? And she's like, I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I'm like, all right.
Like, every time a privacy concern arises over, every time there's a scramble for
I
privacy.
I like, you realize you can just remove
you can just, or you can just not put it, you know, don't put up that picture of you killing a homeless guy
yeah.
after the fucking, you know, 311 concert.
Like
you took some bad shrooms.
You see some of
the
stuff
with,
like, teaching sometimes.
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
be like, a teacher put a picture of her up in, like, her bra, like, hanging out with
yeah.
me. And I'm like, well, why the fuck did you do that?
Exactly.
It doesn't
like,
even make sense.
Just don't put those pictures. Just treat Facebook like you would information you'd share with your parents.
Yeah. No,
I had a great day at school today.
I have friends that are coworkers that, like went on vacation, like, up north and just had pictures of them, like, hammered, like, barfing into, like, a toilet, just, like, sloppy drunk, and you're like, even though your shit's on private, you're not going to want that to exist.
Yes.
No, just don't put that online.
You
don't have to.
No.
Because even on private, it has been proven over and over again that Facebook will just make it not private all of
yeah.
a sudden whenever they feel like it. They're just going to be like, hey.
Those pictures used to be for you, your friends, and the developers at Eckerd's.
Yeah.
And now
exactly.
there's the
whole Remember when that was like, remember how creeped out you used to get about having somebody at Eckerd's see
pictures? Now we don't give a fuck.
And now anyone in the world.
I just took a picture of myself going to the bathroom. Automatic upload to Facebook. Tag my poo with my face.
Wow.
This review took a right turn.
Yeah.
So Dragon Age 2. Very appropriate.
Poo on face.
You know what number comes after 2?
3!
3!
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, yeah. They put out some new DLC this week. Two pieces of DLC. The first, they're putting out costume packs for the next million years.
Yes.
Right. Costume pack was like, I want to say, $5 for 5 different costumes. And it wasn't just, it's not color, it's not palette swaps.
It's all other costumes.
It's
yes.
all new costumes. So for instance, like Captain America has his Steve Rogers costume where he's like, before he became Captain America. So it's like,
didn't you say they're giving him the Nick Fury one too? Or the Secret Warriors one where he's getting, like, it's all black with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that one's like already in actually. Well,
is
it like a Punisher logo?
Yeah, yeah, that's him. I showed you that. It's
yeah.
him in the Secret Warriors.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And who else did they put? Right. They have fucking... Oh, Iron Man in the red, white, and blue.
which is actually not Iron Man. It's Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn, yeah, that suit looks
like
phenomenal.
Mr. America or something.
Oh, really?
Sergeant America.
Well, it's like it's supposed to be a joke, which is why it's such a hokey name. But like, I forget what his name was.
Golden Age Thor was another character who looks great. And
wait, what's the normal Thor that's in there?
It's the more modern version, like that. I want to say like that. Almost looks like Ultimate Thor, but the golden hair Thor.
Yeah,
they have one Thor that has like black hair. That might be Ultimate Thor, the black hair, but I don't remember. And they had stars Chris Redfield, which is really cool to see the old Resident Evil 1 costume.
That's awesome with that gray, right?
Yeah, and the green vest and all the gadgets hanging off him. So that's cool. So that was neat. I downloaded those because I'm a sucker. I downloaded all the freaking Street Fighter 4 costumes too. But the thing that came out for free that's sort of the big deal is they put out something called Shadow Mode. And Shadow Mode is an offline mode. You don't have to play it online or anything. And what they did is they had all the developers sit down and recorded them playing and recorded their teams and the play styles of their particular teams. And then you can go and essentially play against the developers.
Right.
So you can say, you know, I want to play against this QA tester or this in this particular developer. So they put out three developers that you can play against, and it's interesting. It's a different, because they fight different than the enemy AI. The enemy AI, after you play, you know, 10 hours against them, it gets predictable how your enemy's going to react, but they definitely feels like you're playing against a real person with different skill levels. And so each one of the different developers has like a different star rating, and I think it's up to like 20 stars. They actually didn't put out Seth Killian yet.
Yeah.
They didn't put him out yet. But I went in like thinking, okay, I'm going to try the lowest one, and I know it's going to kick my ass. So I played against the 3-star person, and I won. I was like, awesome. So I played against the 6-star person, and I won. Right? And I was like, all right. I'm like, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, yeah.
Played against like the 11-star person, and eked by, but I won. So I was just like, holy shit, I just beat them. I'm like, I'm going to try it again. So I played all three of them again, and I won again. I'm like, I'm fucking awesome. I'm like, if I can beat these developers, I'm awesome. So I go online. Holy motherfuck, dude. I got my ass kicked so bad online. It was pathetic. Like, I literally, some guy used Dante. I didn't hit the fucking ground with any of my characters. I just, like, got in and
isn't
like,
the thing with that game, though, that they have, like, it's meant to, you could just, like, air combo somebody for, like,
I mean, there's ways to break out of it, but I couldn't. I would like get out. Not literally, not touch the ground, but it felt like it. Like I would finally land, and then he would do some crazy shit,
right?
And I wouldn't be able to, you know, do anything. So the skill level of the people that play online, it's just insane. So
that's cool. I would like to applaud Ryan, who has held a comment in for three minutes.
You were
really?
In the middle of time.
3 minutes of Ryan holding a comment.
And then I got interrupted myself with another comment. With the shadow mode, you were talking about it last week, and it seems cool, but like, just because you made the game doesn't mean you're good at it. You could beat the guy that invented poker at poker.
Yeah, and they even have like, the thing that's kind of cool is they have like little like blurbs, like comments of what the developer said, and it's like, I just made this game. Like, I'm not good at it.
Right.
But there's different, you know, that's why they have it rated. Different skill level ratings. And it's free. So
yeah,
it's not
cool.
Like you're
the thing I've been sitting on for 3 minutes is, isn't coming out with DLC 2 weeks after you release a game essentially just not being shy about the fact that this stuff was done, we just didn't put it in the game. They're not even joking. They're not even like Halo where some levels come out.
We
5 months
about last
after
Bulletstorm, where Bulletstorm did it.
Yeah, they did the
same
thing.
Thing.
Isn't like when are we going to not fall for that? Like,
well,
if something comes out 2 weeks after it was released, that means that shit was done, and they said let's hold this off for DLC. It's not like they finished
pushed the
gold version out.
But as we've heard for years, they've also been saying that these games are getting progressively more expensive to make, and the prices can't go up.
Right,
just like. They're like, we can't charge you more than $50 to $60 for a game. We know we can't.
Give me, space it out 4 weeks.
Right.
2 weeks is a little bit, a little bit soon.
I can see what you're saying. I don't have a problem with it because I love it as much as I do, and I'm willing to pay $5 every month.
Right.
For
and the fact that it's a microtransaction, the fact that it's a small transaction, I'm being picky about it.
Yeah.
I've played the game a little.
I dropped fucking like $300 on Rock Band. You know what I mean?
Right.
It, like, I don't know that it bothers me. I understand why they're doing it, because it's just like these games just cost more than
2 weeks, though. Seems a little
short.
That's pushing my limits.
Bulletstorm, was it a day?
Yeah, Bulletstorm.
One day later,
yeah.
Here's some DLC. And you're like, that's not DLC anymore. You just didn't put it in the
what
game.
What Bulletstorm did is something that a lot of the big developers are doing now. They ship it with the DLC for free. Okay, if you buy the game new, you get it. But if you buy it used.
That is just C, it's not.
Well, if you buy it used, or if you use up your code, you got to pay $10 to be able to play it online. So it's an online key that the game comes with. And there's so many games that do
this. I didn't think I would bring this up in this entire podcast, but unfortunately I've been playing a lot of Tiger Woods 2011, and I saw this for the first time that I've ever seen it on a console game where it came with a code on the package that you had to, because I bought it new. I mean, it was an old.
I think EA started.
EA did it. I've never seen that before in a console game, and that's just that. I'm wondering if they make you pay a little bit extra if you buy it used with a code that's already.
No, you do. Like when I got Mass
Effect,
which
is fucked up because that means that person's not playing it anymore. They sold it. Their space. It's not like they're still playing it online and eating up server space.
Right, but that's not the issue. The issue is that GameStop is like eating the developers' money by buying these games back and then selling them at like incrementally less. Like, not like, oh, we're, you know, half the price or a quarter of the price. It's like $5 less than what it is brand new. And they're like, yep, you can buy it used, you know, and people are like, oh, fuck, I'll buy it used. And then the developers are just losing out on this resale of their game. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not like I'm going and rebuying a game that I've already played. It's somebody brand new that would have bought the new one if that used one wasn't $4 less at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel bad for borrowing games from you.
Well, no, I think it's a different thing entirely, though. Because if you borrowed a game from me...
Because I straight up just didn't pay for it. It's not like I didn't
pay for somebody else. But if you borrow a game from me and then you wanted to get that downloadable content, you just go buy it for $10. Like, you're not hurting anything in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably... I mean, I borrowed Assassin's Creed from you and I'm gonna buy the DLC for it.
Yeah.
And play through that.
Sure.
I'm fucking obsessed.
Yeah.
They're good games.
So speaking of Marvel...
So that game is kind of a Marvel.
It is.
I was just gonna say speaking of
Marvel. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
We're following a porn star.
What?
Your wife did that.
Yeah, I know. My wife had us follow a porn star.
Sort of ironic.
Who?
Sasha Grey.
Oh, she's going mainstream. She's a real actress.
I know. I've seen her in a real movie.
She was in the
Girlfriend
Experience.
Which is about her being a
quote-unquote real movie.
Well, it's Aronofsky.
It's
Soderbergh.
I don't like that guy.
That movie was alright. I know we're not reviewing it. It was okay. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
you didn't like it?
It was okay.
She's a little slow.
A good actress.
It was a little slow.
I enjoy her better in her classic film structure.
But what film structure is that?
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. So, the next thing I want to talk about just for a minute, because it's something we've brought up a couple times with comics, and I decided to go ahead and use this product. Marvel put out a... So Chrome has a web store. I think we've talked about this, I'm pretty sure,
mm-hmm.
because of the laptop.
Yeah.
But Chrome has a web store where you can get web apps, essentially, that just install themselves as shortcuts onto your browser, and then you can one-click go to them. So, like, they're in my browser. I've got a ton of them. I've got NPR, Google Books, Aviary, Netflix, Graphically, I'm writing up a review about online comics because I use Graphically. I've used Marvel, and then I think Dark Horse has one, and DC has one, online sources for comics, which is basically the same thing I used on the iPad when I used the iPad Marvel one. But I thought, hey, this is a new thing. I'll try it out. It's pretty interesting. I'm going to show it to you guys real quick.
I'm interested in this because I kind of want to go this route.
So basically, it's a storefront. It's a comic book storefront, and it's got all the Marvel titles. They do like highlights of back catalog stuff that you can buy and all that. I'm just going to do the free one to show you real quick. This is where one of the top chefs was in Spider-Man. Anyways, so when you get to the screen, basically you start clicking through it, and you get options to buy into a series or buy an issue, and they're usually cheaper than buying the books. So if you were to go back and buy the books right now, you know, they could be anywhere from depending on what book you're buying, many dollars.
Why is this an app and not a website?
Well, the thing with Chrome Web Store is they are websites. You know this. Don't start. Don't
no,
play,
actually,
don't
I'm actually
play
not,
this game with
I'm
anybody.
Not playing dumb. Like,
no, the Chrome Web Store basically is people made HTML5 web apps that can be bookmarked in Chrome.
Okay.
So, but they specifically are made for Chrome.
Okay.
So,
could you access this through Firefox?
I think it'll block it out because usually the URLs are like Chrome
gotcha.
Dot Marvel
gotcha.
Or like.
Shockingly, wasn't being an asshole
okay.
with that question. No, I know nothing.
No, I mean
about
they're basically what they are web apps completely tuned to work on Chrome, and they work pretty damn flawlessly, honestly. So no Flash, no anything. Everything's
no, that's
like Java 5.
Not a bad idea.
So it works pretty well. It's great for like the CR48, which is what Chrome Google's trying to start pushing towards, which is this everything's in a browser, everything's in the cloud atmosphere. They work really well in there because I open that laptop up and I can just start moving through stuff.
Right.
And the New York Times is honestly the best still app on here, but this one's very good. So you click read, it's going to preload your comic in and then pop it in here. Now, just let the story go, which one we're looking at. So at first I was like, thought this was a pain in the ass because this is how I read it at first. I clicked to open it, and then I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, all right, magnify texts. And I'm like, is this seriously how I have to fucking read this comic?
Yeah.
Because essentially what happens is it opens it up in a two-page spread for the listeners. It opens it up in a two-page spread, and then everything's tiny because it's a 15-inch screen. I'm not looking at it on a gigantic screen.
Yeah.
Everything's tiny, and then the only thing I knew to do was click a little magnify text button at the bottom. And then, like, start highlighting over the book and, like, scanning
it. Which only blows it up about 125%.
Yeah, it blows it up, like, decently. You can read it, but it's, like, it's just
sort
a square. This is, like, the worst possible
the,
way
yeah.
to read a comic.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is horrible.
Yes.
It turns out I'm just dumb, not surprisingly. When you start to click through the book,
it actually
pulls you in and starts highlighting you through the panels.
That's
so,
pretty
like,
cool.
You actually start reading through the book.
Oh, so it goes zooms in,
and
panel
it actually
like,
is aware.
Panel.
It's aware
okay.
of where the panels and dialogue.
It's aware
are.
Of where the panel is. It knows where the dialogue is. It'll scan you through the picture.
It
a
basically,
lot of times.
For those of you not in this room right now, it's basically taking you where your eyes would go.
It does.
Anyway.
What I love about that is that I'm a skipper in comics,
same
and
here.
I'm reading, and I'm like, like I will catch visual things on the next page before I ever get to them reading
yeah.
them. And sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it actually ruins the story that I'm like
yeah,
just
yeah.
trying to read.
I'll go the opposite of that too. And sometimes I'll catch myself going 5-6 pages without looking at any pictures and just looking at dialogue.
So it looks good.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, it looks awesome.
It honestly reads pretty well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here's my quick question, not
yeah.
to cut you off.
No, no, go ahead.
Does a comic book cost as much?
No, that's
as
what I said.
Physical?
So. It's less.
It's less.
It's about $1 to $2 less, depending on the book.
Okay.
And the other thing is DC and Marvel give away free books all the time. They're just like, oh, here's a free book for the week. And they just give you a free comic that you can just download. And
okay.
Reading. What's pretty cool is that, I don't have any in here right now in this one, but, oh my God, Morgan. It stores a library of your books that then keeps it on like a shelf of like all the titles you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll actually like group things together. If you're reading like a series, it'll keep that series together.
That's
you
cool.
can click into it.
That's really cool.
Series.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean,
that's
yeah.
all. That's almost enough to combat my laziness.
Graphically,
which is preventing me from following comic books.
Graphically is another awesome app for online comic reading. And these guys both have iPad apps. They both have iPhone apps and Android apps.
I was going to interject with that, like, to eat all of the many vicious words I've said about the iPad. That was one thing that I saw. I didn't get to use it. It wasn't out when the iPad came out, but I saw a preview version of the Marvel app for the iPad, and I thought it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Potentially, because it's the size of a comic book page.
Right.
And the color is going
to
be...
The iPad one, the thing I didn't like, there's still... No, well, I'll get to that. So, because
okay.
I used the iPad one, too, because it was
conceptually,
one of the things,
I thought, this
it,
is
well,
cool,
it
reading comics that, on a tablet.
It was one of the things I was super interested in.
Right.
So to talk about these, so graphically is another one. It's literally graphic.ly, graphically.
Now, you might be about to cover this. Does graphically pull in Marvel and DC? Or is...
They pull in a lot of different...
I think you've touched on this before in that...
So they have 12-gauge, Archaea, Archie, Boom, Devil's Due. The ones that the big ones that they have are IDW and Boom. Boom and IDW are gigantic.
Do they have We Will Bury You?
I think they actually do, yes.
Awesome.
Which I have the first three books of, yeah. There you go. So here's what they really excel at. I think that for back catalog, it's kind of my thing I don't like about them and what I do like about them.
Speaking of graphically right now.
No, Marvel.
First ever.
Yeah, all of
the
them.
The whole game.
Graphically, actually not as much as Marvel and DC. Marvel and DC are probably the worst perpetrators of this, which is, I feel like they're just trying to sell me their back catalog. Like, they're really just like, hey, we've got a lot of material, and no one buys this stuff anymore, because no
one
does.
We still got it!
It's like, comics are worse than music or movies, because you might walk into Best Buy and pick up The Goonies on Blu-ray, just because you're like, oh, fuck, I'd love to own The Goonies on Blu-ray. You will never walk into a comic shop and go buy back catalog, because they don't sell, you can't get old, I mean, you could order it, but you're probably never going to walk in there and be like,
do you have Batman?
With the exception of trades. Trade paperbacks
right,
are
right.
Where that market comes in and people buy back catalog stuff. Mm. But you're never going to buy these single issue things. You will never consume old comics like that. It is rare unless you are a super collector, and at that point, you're such a minority in this group that that's not what we're talking about. And that's kind of what I feel like Marvel's doing, and DC, but at the same time, I kind of don't mind it, because I did some math, and you actually can get these books cheaper digitally than you can even buying the trades a lot of times. I mean, you're talking, if it's a 5-issue series, that's $10.
Yeah,
and that would be a trade, which is 16 to 20 usually,
right,
or more, depending on who you're buying it from. Where they really excel, especially graphically, is writer-owned material, or creator-owned material. So creator-owned books, these guys, it's what Kindle's doing for books that you were talking about. It's cutting out this expensive middleman.
No ink and paper.
There's no ink and paper. There's no getting it out to the stores. There's no, you know, like, you can literally
distribution
create,
is
you can create a Twitter account and
a
WordPress site and then go just start promoting the shit out of your comic book and then say, you can go pick it up on Graphically for $1. Like, this guy. So, like, the We Will Bury You ones, which are IDW, is a Top Cow. Who did that?
Yeah, IDW.
IDW.
Yeah.
Is $2. But we just saw the one I clicked on before this was a creator-owned book that's not published by anybody. It was $1. It was 99 cents an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's what this is. I see that becoming awesome. Like, I can see people being able to go like, oh, I'm done with this, and I'm going to start just putting things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting rid of that middleman.
Yeah.
What I still don't like is that I kind of wish Graphically just did all of them. Or Marvel did all of which Marvel wouldn't do.
Kind of the hot.
That's what I was about to ask.
It's just kind of
like
there's no iTunes,
Amazon.
There's no Zune, Amazon, iTunes. It's just like there's like 7 different apps you can get to do Dark Horse, DC, Vertigo, Image.
Well, because as unplugged from fucking internet distribution as TV and music must be, the comic book industry must be even further
from. I mean, this is
what the internet
is. This
is
cutting edge stuff
right.
for the comic book industry. I mean, when we went to Comic-Con last year, I sat in on 2 panels that were about printing and digital distribution. And the digital distribution panel was actually really well attended. And it was a lot of creators who wanted to know, like, where do we go? What do we do? How did you do this? Where do you figure out pricing?
Those
like,
are, yeah, those,
because
those,
it's cutting out that... It's giving them a chance to get material out there, you know, that they otherwise have no way to get out. Because DC and Marvel, for all the awesome superhero books they put out, they don't really release... They don't do creator owned. They buy something and let you license it from them and put
right.
it out. So, but it's pretty cool. They all work pretty similarly. They all kind of like as you're clipping through, we'll zoom in on panels and move through.
That's cool.
They transition
to see what would
different.
Happen. That's pretty cool.
The iPad doesn't transition really like that. You kind of just pinch zoom and then read through. The
I saw a preview of it. It was before the app came out.
I said
out,
iTunes.
Like,
I meant iPad.
The iPad. They gave like a pre-release of it, and you saw like 3 pages of the comic book, and that was one thing on the iPad. This is cool.
I kind of also wish that, and granted, it's already discounted. It's already only $2 an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish that they did like packaging discounts, where if I said I want to read the whole Joss Whedon Astonishing X-Men run,
whatever's gonna come out,
and it's like $30, give it to me for $25. You know, like be like, oh, here's $25. You can buy the whole Astonishing X-Men run, and we'll deliver it into your library, and you can read it when you want to read it. Instead, it's like issue by issue.
Or even subscriber deals like music and movies.
It's pretty awesome. Graphically is a pretty good way to keep up on different creators. It's easy to search and find different stuff and see like a bunch of different titles.
Mm-hmm.
IDW does put out a pretty prolific amount of comics, so to see like the different titles they have is pretty cool.
So let's say you have an iPad and you have your laptop and you have your PC. With the Marvel app, you'd be able to set up an account, log in on any of them, and your library exists essentially in the cloud.
Same thing.
So you don't download anything.
You download copies, but you're not
But you can access them from
anywhere. Yeah, you can access
them. Once you buy it.
It's an account. You have an account with Marvel.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, that works pretty well.
That's
then.
Cool.
That means you can have your library and your nice
I can't guarantee
library.
It on DC. I'm 99% sure it's how Marvel works. And
okay. I mean,
pretty
makes
much
sense. Because
sure
like, otherwise, you, I mean, it doesn't really...
Right.
Be,
and they're all
be
doing this thing
PCs.
Now where, like, because of Google and Chrome, they're doing this thing now where basically you just sign in with your Gmail. And it's all hooked up to your Gmail account. So if you have, like, Google Checkout and Gmail and stuff like that, you'll get emails, updates on what came out from your subscriptions. Your payments will just come right out of your Google Checkout.
That's cool.
Like, it's quick and easy. And
one of the hindrances of preventing me from reading comics is going out and getting them.
Now,
which is why I end up reading
having
trades.
Having said that, there's something about going to the store and me buying comics that I still love, and this has not replaced that.
Yeah.
It's just not... It's not that there's no emotion or anything. It's just not the same... Really,
that's a holdout.
This isn't sitting the same with my laptop on my lap clicking through a thing is not the same as, you know, like lounging on the couch and reading
it. It's not the same. It's better. Fuck it. You don't have to leave the house.
I mean, they look awesome.
They look great. It's the same media. It's even bigger resolution.
For traveling, if I was flying every 2 weeks, you know, if I had some job that had me traveling all the time,
yeah,
I would have an iPad and I would have the apps. I mean, I honestly would because that would be great. But it's just not there yet. The money's better. I mean, it's cheaper, so it's harder to argue that point.
Think of all the trees you're saving.
Indeed.
You save a lot of trees. But I just want to talk about it for a minute because I think they are getting better. It's an industry that I think, as opposed to music and TV, is somewhat embracing the idea of digital distribution. I think Marvel's been pushing crazy hard to get people into their digital marketplace. But I think what really will be the killer is somebody coming in and having the all-in-one solution.
Yep.
Somebody managing to talk to Marvel DC and saying, like, hey, look, you already shared shelf space with each other. Like, why not share a digital realm with each
totally,
other? You know?
Totally.
I just don't know. I think the reason it hasn't happened is because it's not a moneymaker. There's just not enough people buying comics, period.
I think the people that do buy comics are not people like me. There are people, like you said, that want to go to the store, have that experience,
right.
Get the comic book from a rack.
If it's going to be anybody, it'll be these guys.
Right.
It'll be Graphically, because Graphically already has like you saw there. They already have a decent amount of publishers. What they're really missing is Vertigo, Image, DC,
big one, yeah.
Marvel. You know, those are the four that they don't have yet. And I think if they can get any one of those to jump on board and prove that, like, hey, this word you know, we're doing
thing.
Here, I think they'll all jump in after that. But it's cool. So check it out. If you've got
Looks
Chrome,
cool.
If you've got Chrome, you can go get the apps for free. If you've got an iPad, the apps are free. You just buy the content, essentially. The only thing with the iPad app that'll be interesting to watch is if the prices go up because Apple's forcing people to pay them a chunk of anything that they sell through this store now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. That's
just
retarded.
It's a bit ridiculous, so we'll just have to see what happens. But yeah, I'll see if prices go up. I don't know. But otherwise, you know, I would say
it looks very cool.
Check
very
it out on
impressive.
Chrome, too. Or if
yeah.
you've got I think Android has an app and the iPhone has an app.
Even
I don't know how reading a comic on your phone would be, but.
No.
It's kind of small.
That would be
the
bad.
Little flip through you just did there was very impressive. Even just
yeah.
seeing how it does
it looks cool,
focus
right?
on the,
yeah,
on
yeah,
the,
I like it.
The different panels.
And the quality,
cool.
I mean, is like, it's not like they're uploading like low res. I mean,
these guys do the
I have
color.
A feeling that if I got the PDF, it would be like this big if I like downloaded the whole
At
thing.
At this point, everybody's coloring their books on computers
yeah,
anyway. So you're going straight from their coloring right onto
the
screen. You know, like higher resolution.
Oh, yeah.
Some
yeah.
It's good stuff.
So, yeah.
All right. So Matt and I are heading to PAX next week.
Is it just you and me?
Maybe this guy
we'll
here.
We'll
see. We'll see what happens. So yeah, we were originally going to go with Scott, and then Scott got married.
Scott got married and decided maybe I can't afford another trip right
yeah.
after a 12-day vacation.
Yeah.
And I wrote him today, and he confirmed he cannot afford another trip after a 12-day vacation.
Yes. So then my buddy Micah was going to go, but Micah, he's currently in his pediatrics rotation, so he says, and
sweet.
I quote,
oh, God.
I'm cleaning little kid butts all day. I don't think I can go. So he's cleaning little kid butts all day.
Who would want to give that up?
I know, exactly. And
so right now it's just me and you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
It'll be
a good time.
We just have a king size bed, right?
He's finding I think we might actually, dude.
Oh, God.
I think it might
now
be.
I'm definitely going.
We might be stuck with
I didn't tell.
Whoa.
So I am
shaving.
I'm shaving.
Did Ryan just text me to see if he can go fax?
I did.
Oops.
Matt and Ash are going to a gaming conference in a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah. Nope. Hold on.
You want to text me back?
Why are you guys texting
sure
each other?
Are.
I'll just check my email.
Yeah. I Facebook joke. Whatever.
But
so anyways.
We're going. We'll be leaving Thursday morning, and
hey,
we're going to try and do everything that we can do.
Yeah,
so there's
we're
a lot going on.
We're actually feasibly going to be like a real magazine website. We're trying to set up some meetings with people.
Yeah, man. It's weird.
It's crazy.
People were contacting us.
Yes.
Which was fucking weird.
And
I would
awesome
check the email and be like, hey, can you interview us?
Well,
and
if
we
that's
the
case, you guys definitely ought to bring me because you don't want anybody meeting either of you.
Yeah,
and then, but yeah, so we're going to try and cover, we're going to go over the schedule, I think, this week. We're talking about
yeah
doing that. And
we should have a big meeting this week. Yeah.
Every little thing that we're going to go see. And I am going to try and be posting as much live coverage as we possibly can while we're out there.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Just like Twittering. I'll definitely be all over the Twitter while we're out there, just hitting that. So
absolutely
that'll be good. And then Scott is staying.
Yeah.
And possibly going to MegaCon here?
Yeah.
To see how sad that
yeah
conference has gotten?
He's MegaCon is a wonderful local convention that we support wholeheartedly. It is absolutely
no
our
I mean, here's the thing, is that it's the last. So we have to support it because there is not anything else left here.
Yeah, I know.
It, like, I hope people go out to it because, honestly, I don't want to see it go away. It's
we
like
used
only
to have a lot more. We did.
Yeah, it is. You know, the economy hit and things took a hit, and that was
yeah
definitely one of them.
There was no Volcon this year. There was no FXCon this year.
Yeah, so
we did have Spooky Empires.
I
was going to
say, Danny Trejo was here.
Yeah,
yeah,
man. I saw
it. Scott and I went to MegaCon last year, and it wasn't, I mean, it honestly wasn't bad. It's just, you know, hopefully they can pull some
MegaCon is a misleading name because it always makes me think Megatron, which makes me think awesome.
There's a lot of Transformer stuff there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weirdly, there's a lot of sellers, and I feel like they just need a little more content. So.
There's packs.
Well, they need a lot more content. So they can't just do a dealer
awesome
room. They can't, yeah. They can't just do a dealer room. That's the thing, like, the MegaCon's a very old-style convention.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I first started going to conventions in the mid-90s, they were all, like, dealer conventions where people would just go and sell crap because eBay didn't exist yet. You know,
yeah,
it literally
no, yeah,
did.
Yeah.
So
yeah
it was the only place
where
you
that's
could
where you
go
like got collector toys,
yeah, an old Freddy doll or whatever the fuck
yeah
you wanted. But now that stuff's so readily available by just like typing it into Google that you know you don't necessarily need a convention to get that crap anymore. So people
right
go to conventions to meet developers and artists and all sorts of people they wouldn't normally get to meet. And if MegaCon doesn't deliver that, then they're not really delivering anything.
Right.
So.
But PAX should be awesome. I mean, it's very all about independent game developers. It's all about.
Would you say it's about social gaming?
A lot of social
gaming.
A lot of social gaming.
It actually is.
Yeah.
If he wants to give you the
breakdown is pretty crazy.
The panel schedule has a lot of social gaming stuff in it.
I'm excited. I think it should be awesome. Penny Arcade puts on an awesome expo. So.
Yeah, they do.
And they're super nice guys. You know, I met them at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Hence the
yeah, they are very, very nice guys. And the fact that two nerdy comic book artists that just kind of did it for fun could basically build an empire out of just humor and their love of nerdy stuff. They're
yeah
sort of an inspiration for all of us. So we're very lucky to be able to go and to go hang out with a bunch of people that like the same stuff
yeah
as us.
Yeah.
Which is what conventions are all about, so...
If I see you guys there, I'll probably be busy.
Yeah.
Pretty, you'll be doing business stuff, we understand.
Yeah,
I'll be, you know,
serious business.
Learning things with business.
Indeed. So that's pretty much it for this episode, huh?
That is it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was 2 hours, so.
Yeah, it was.
Really long enough.
About 2 hours. That's what we
just cut all of me talking about.
Good deal.
I will.
But we will be in touch next week. Possibly.
Actually, I don't
Boston
know. We're trying to figure out yeah what we're going to do next week.
Well,
either do it a day early.
Yeah.
Or
when is PAX?
Or
next
maybe
week?
Yeah.
Is PAX next week?
Yeah.
No, I just that means I have to actually work like Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah. I <do. laughs> yeah, we'll have to figure that out. So keep your ears open for when we'll do the live podcast.
From there, you get stuck with me again for another time.
Somebody to make fun of.
Ooh.
And then
that's it. So that has been the ZF in the Rain and NA podcast, episode 16, Justice People.
Sex with old people.
Almost legal justice.
But
all those Alpha Flash Tribe.
Yeah.
So thanks, Kevin, and the mystery guests who have been here.
That was me. I just opened up the crowd.
Thanks, guests.
We're out.